Begin the current daf Masechet Yoma, daf Samach Gimel. We begin three lines down from the top of the Amud. The Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. That is, we had a Braisa that was speaking about the topic of our Mishnah of the beginning of this parak, talking about the two Seirim that were brought on Yom Kippurim, which we make a lottery. One goes to the Sar Hanas Befinim, which are called the Sar Lashem, and one is the Sar that sent Lazazel, that's called the Sar Lazazel. So these two Seirim. So there's an Isra of what's called Shchutei Chutz, of slaughtering a carbon that's supposed to be brought inside the Beis HaMikdash when you slaughter it outside. On that, the Braisa said, if one slaughters these two Seirim outside, it depends when he does it. If he does it before the lottery was done, and they're both, we don't know which one's going to be, which one's Lashem, which one's Lazazel, if one slaughters both them outside, he's chayv on both them for Shchutei Chutz. Whereas if it's done after the lottery, and you know which one's Lashem, which one's Lazazel, for the one Lashem which is fit to be inside, because one of the criteria of Shchutei Chutz is if it's Ro'u Hanasa B'fanim, if it was supposed to be El Pesach or El Moed, and it wasn't, so then you're chayv. So therefore, the one Lashem you'd be chayv, and the one Lazazel would be potter because that's not brought inside as a carbon that's actually sent off a cliff, and therefore it's not considered that was supposed to be al Pesach al Moed to be chayv in Shchutei Chutz. So the Gemara in the previous staff on the bottom of the Amud asked, so why when before the lottery is done, are you chayv in both of them? You should be potter on both of them because neither of them are fit to be brought, even the one that would be Lashem before the lottery is done because you don't know which one's going to be Lashem, and that's an integral component of defining it as the one Lashem. So why are you chayv? And that Rav Chizkiah explained, you're right. Based on the criteria of the ones that they're set for, Lashem and Azazel, that would not allow us before the lottery to say that it's fit inside to be chayiv for Shchut Chutz outside. The reason why you're chayiv is because they're both fit for a different carbon that's done in Yom Kippurim. And that is the Sar HaNasa B'Chutz, that's one of the carbon Musaf of Yom Kippurim that's done in the Azara, that they're both fit for, and therefore they're considered that they are viable of Pesach HaMoed, and that's why you're going to chayiv for Shchut Chutz outside on them. Now, that's what the Gemara continues now on asking on that teretz of Rav Chisda. Does Rav Chisda hold of this principle called sins? And that is, he's making the person liable for Shchutei Chutz, even though they're not fit for what they were originally designated for. Both of these two Seirim were designated for the Sar Hanasa Bifnim, or for the one for Azazel, and now they were slaughtered outside. He's saying that the reason why the Braisa would say you're liable is since it could be viable for a different carbon, not the one that it was designated for. So that's a principle called hoyel, since. That since you could have used it for something else, for the carbon Musaf Yom Kippurim, which they are viable for, so now even though that's not what they were separated for, but you'll be chayav for Shchutei Chutz because they could have been brought for that, and therefore they are considered viable for El Pesach El Moed. So the Gemara asks, does Rav Chisda hold of such a svara? But Rav Chisda said elsewhere that seems to contradict this. Chisda said that Pesach sheshachtei b'chutz b'shayim mois hashanah. If someone slaughters a carbon Pesach outside, again, slaughtering a carbon outside the Azara is forbidden. However, if he's slaughtering a carbon Pesach on other days of the year, and that is a carbon Pesach essentially is only allowed to be brought on the 14th of Nisan. On the other days of the year, it's not kosher to be as a carbon Pesach. Rather, it has halacha as a carbon shlamim. So what is the halacha, Rav Chisda says, if you bring a carbon Pesach, not on the 14th of Nisan, let's say on the 14th of Adar or any other time, but you're doing it outside the Azar. So Rav Chisda said, L'shmoi pater, if you're slaughtering this as a carbon Pesach outside of the Azara, not on the 14th of Nisan, you're exempt, because it's not fit to be bringing a carbon Pesach on the 14th of Adar, let's say as an example, inside, because it's only viable on the 14th of Nisan. So a Pesach outside will also not be chayv, because it's only if it's viable inside to be chayv outside. However, if Chizda says, if let's say you're bringing it outside not for the sake of a carbon Pesach, but rather let's say as a carbon Shlamim, you're slaughtering it outside of the Azara, then you would be liable for the Issa of Shchutei Chutz, because the rest of the year, a carbon Pesach is viable as a carbon Shlamim inside the Beis HaMikdash, hence it is fit to be El Pesach El Moed, and that's why in this case you'd be Chayiv. Now, on that the Gemara asks, now Taima, the reason why Rav Chisda holds that you're chayiv is the Shalai Lishmai, is because you were doing it specifically not for the Pesach, but rather as a Shlamim, that it is viable inside, so therefore you're chayiv for doing it outside. Hastama, but if you did it plain, without attributing it to any specific carbon, this carbon Pesach on any other day of the year, slaughtering it outside, then Lishmai Hu Patr, then we would consider it that as if it is for its original designation, which was earmarked as a carbon Pesach, and therefore you'd be exempt, as we said, because a carbon Pesach any other day of the year, one is not viable for it inside, and therefore one would not be chayv for it outside. It's only like Rav Chisda says, if you did it specifically shaloi lishmoi for a shlamim, that then you're going to be chayv. Now the question is, vamai, based on Rav Chisda's own logic that he said in the previous daf, why is this the case? Lema hayol v'ra'u shaloi lishmoi bifnim. When you bring it without attributing it to anything, you should be chayv when you're slaughtering it outside, since you could bring it inside if you would be doing it shaloi lishmai for a shlamim. And now, since you could bring this animal hypothetically inside as a shaloi lishmai of Pesach, which means lishmai of shlamim, then you would be allowed to bring it inside. So therefore, you should be chayav outside because of, quote, since it could be viable inside, even though that's not what it's earmarked for, just like he said that same logic on the previous daf, that since it could be the sar hanasa b'chutz, the karban musa b'yom kippurim, even though it's not what it's earmarked for, but that enough makes him liable for shchutei chutz. So that the Gemara answers, hachi hashta, can you compare the two cases of Rav Chisda's halachas? It's not a question. Hasam, over there by karban Pesach that we're asking from, boi akira. And as Rav Chisda holds, and this will be a machloikis, as we're going to see in the Gemara, how to understand the uprooting of a Korban Pesach the rest of the year when it's as it went to, for its viability as a shlamim. Rav Chisda holds, it's not fit to be a shlamim inside the Beis HaMikdash unless you uproot, you actively uproot the name and designation of Pesach from it when you slaughter it. And therefore, he holds that it's not fit to be brought inside as long as it wasn't uprooted. So since you need an akira, we can't say that hayil v'ro. It's not ro, it's not. It's something totally different. This is a Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach, the rest of the year, is not fit inside. Now, yes, you can go through a process of recreating it and redefining it and calling it a shlamim, but it needs a process of akira, which is done inside the Beis HaMikdash. You're going to have to do an uprooting. Now, therefore, we don't say that's called hayil v'ro, and that's why if you're doing it lishmai, if you're doing it shalei lishmai, then fine. Then you're uprooting it. And as we'll see, that happens to be a machlekes in the Gemara later on, but Rav Chisda holds that even if you're doing it outside, but that will uproot it from the Shem Pesach and will create the Shem Shlam on it, then you'll be chayiv for shchutei chutz. But if you didn't do that, that's not like there's any row over here. It's totally a Korban Pesach, and that's not fit inside, so you're not chayiv outside. However, but regarding Rav Chisda's answer for the Brisa on the previous Daf, regarding the two Seerim of Yom Kippurim, loy boy akira, that case does not require any uprooting it. And that is, although yes, he purchased these two Seerim, one as the Sar that's being done inside and one as the Zazel. However, the Sar that's being done inside is a Chatas, and the Sar that we're saying he's going to be Chayef for by slaughtering it outside because it has viability inside, which is the Musav Yom Kippurim, is also a Chatas. They both share the same designation as a Karma Chatas, and therefore you don't need an Akira. You wouldn't have to uproot it from, this Sar that I'm slaughtering outside, which is forbidden, was for the Sar HaNasa Befnim, the Sar LaShem, which is brought inside the Kachakachim, not for the one that's the Chatos of the Musav Yom Kippurim, but that's not a problem because they're both Chatoses. It would easily be changed from one to the other, and since you don't need an Akira, we view it as Hoyil V'ro, since it is feasible to be bringing it inside in the Azara, therefore one would be Chai for Shchut Echutz outside. Another version of this discussion, the Gemara says that Rabba Bar Shimi Masni Lahu B'derabba. He learned these two statements that we had said in the name of Rav Chisda, one of the previous staff, where he explained the Brisa that since it's fit these two Seirim to be brought as the Musaf of Yom Kippurim in the Azara, and therefore one would be chai for Shchut Echutz on them. And also this statement that we started today's daf with, that Rav Chisda said that a Korban Pesach that's slaughtered outside and all the rest of the years, when it's done Stam, that it's going to be Potter, he said it in the name of Rabba, that it was Rabba that said it and not Rav Chisda. And therefore, V'kashle the Rabba, he asked it the contradiction of Rabba on Rabba, not Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda. Umashani Kedishanin, and he answered the same type of answer, that this answer that there's different, one is considered Hoyal V'ro and one's not. Again, it's really the same thing as Rav Chisda, just attributing it to the Amara that he had, the Mestari was that it was Rabba and not Rav Chisda. Now the Gemara continues on this discussion of the Korban Pesach during the rest of the year. What is its halacha? So, Ki Asra of Dima, when Rav Dima came to Bavel, Amar B'yim Amar B'yechnan, he had a specific version that he had a Messiah that Rabbi Yirmiyah said in the name of B'yechnan as follows. Pesach sheshchatoi b'chutz b'shayi meis hashana. Again, we're talking about a Korban Pesach that was slaughtered outside, not in the place where it's supposed to be as a carbon inside the Azara, but rather outside of the Azara, but the rest of the year. So, the way he said it was, Bein lishmoi bein shaloi lishmoi pater. Now, again, this is going to be not like the way Rav Chisda said it. He said his version of Rabbi Yirmiyah is whether it was slaughtered l'shmoy, meaning to be a Korban Pesach, or whether it was slaughtering it to be a Korban Shlamim, both cases one will be exempt for the Issa of Shchut Echutz. So the Gemara continues that Amr Rav Dimi said, and this was him saying, he had said this over in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah, so he said that Amrita l'shmoy to kamed Rabbi Yirmiyah. I said this over in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah, who he had this Messiah of what Rabbi Yirmiyah had said over in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah. So he asked as follows, that Bishlam l'shmoy, I understand when you're slaughtering it, let's say in Yudal Adar, which is Shai Meis Hashana, and you're doing it Lishmai, for the purpose, I'm slaughtering a Korban Pesach, but he's slaughtering it outside. So I understand that over there you would say that he'd be exempt for the Issa of Shechutei Chutz. The Holy Chazuli, it's not fit, a Karban Pesach on Yud-Dalet Adar, or Yud-Dalet Sivan for that matter, on inside the Beis HaMikdash, so hence, one would be putter for doing it outside. But why when he does it, in other words, he's not doing it for the sake of a Karban Pesach, but rather for the sake of a Shlamim, why is he going to be putter for Shechutei Chutz? HaChazuli Shaloi Lishmai Bifanim, like Rav Chisda said. But it is fit to be done inside, because a Shlamim could be brought all year round, and a Shlam, and a Asher, and a Pesach Shalei Lishmoy is a Shlamim. So you should be chayiv on Shechutei Chutz on that. Amali and Rirmi answered to me as follows. He said, Akiras Chutz, uprooting it outside, which means to say, if you want to uproot the designation of what it always had, which was separated originally for a Karban Pesach, and you're doing it outside, Lav Shma Akira. That's not considered uprooting it. In other words, that if the Torah says that yes, a Karban Pesach the rest of the year is fit to be brought as a Karban Shlamim. However, that was only fit to be brought as a Shlamim if you're bringing it in the Beis HaMikdash. And you're at the time, you're going to uproot it from the Pesach to the Shlamim. That's when the Torah says it's going to be kosher. But to do that outside of the Azara, then it always remains, it retains its original designation of a Karban Pesach. And therefore, one is going to be Pater. That's not considered an Akira. So in both cases, even when you're doing it, Shalai Lishmai, he holds an Alek Rav Chizdi, you're going to be Pater because this carbon is always a Karban Pesach. Even when you're doing Shalai Lishmai, because you cannot uproot it from the Pesach until you do it the right way inside, and that will make it into a Shlamim. But up until then, that's a Pesach, and the Pesach the rest of the year is not fit inside, therefore you're Pater outside. However, Kiyasa Ravin, when Ravin came, he had a different version of Amir B'yim Amir B'yichnan. He said the opposite. He said, Pesach sheshchata b'chutz b'shayim esashana. Regarding the same case, a Karban Pesach that's slaughtered outside of the Azara on the rest of the year, not on the 14th of Nisan, bein lishmai, bein shaloi lishmai, whether it's done for the sake of a Karban Pesach, whether it's done for the sake of a Karban Shlamim, you're going to be chayiv, you're going to be liable on both cases. Now, the question here is in the reverse. Vafil lishmai, are you saying that even if it's done for the sake of a Karban Pesach, you're going to be chayiv, let's say, on the 14th of Sivan? And the reason would be logically because of the Svar of Hoyel. That was what we had asked on Rav Chisda, that since it's fit to be Shaloi Lishmai inside, you could do it Shaloi Lishmai, this Karban Pesach. You could say, I want to do it for a Karban Shlamim. So even on the 14th of Sivan, even if you're doing it Lishmai for the sake of a Karban Pesach, but you could do it inside as a Shlamim, hence you're going to be Chai for Shechutei Chutz. But that the Gemara asks about Tanan, but we learn the Mishnah Masechta Zvachim that seems to contradict this. The Mishnah tells us, Mechus Zman. Regarding an animal that's missing in its time, that there's certain time limits that the minimum is necessary for it to be valid as a carbon. Now, the halacha is that mechus zman, one will be exempt from shechutei chutz because it's not viable yet as a carbon. It has to have a certain minimum age that it has reached. Now, that halacha applies that mechus zman is going to be exempt from the issa of shechutei chutz is bein whether this mechus zman, this lacking of time, is begufoy, is in the actual physical body of the carbon, for example, of let's say it's less than 8 days old from when it was born. A carbon is only fit from 8 days and on. Or bein bebayl, or whether it's something that the owners are lacking yet to be viable in the time of when they're allowed to bring the carbon. So it's whether the animal is not that didn't reach that time yet, or whether the owner didn't reach the time of bringing the carbon. If that time didn't come yet, and therefore it's not viable inside, one will be exempt for shechutei chutz outside. Now, the Mishnah says, Ve'ezehu mechus zman bebailam. What is considered lacking time in the owners, that what type of owner is something that's not yet fit to bring his carbon? That's hazav, that's a male that has a certain emission from his aver, v'hazava, and the female, v'hayiledis, and the woman gave birth, v'hametzaira, and someone that has tsaras, where there are certain designated times when they can bring their kabbanis. You can't bring it before a certain time, which is by most of them, which is they have to count 7 days first. And by the Yeledis, the woman gave birth, is after the times of her Yemei Tahara, depending if she had a male or female, when's considered the end of that time. That's only when they can bring their carbon. Before that is considered Mechus Zman. There's lacking the time span that has to lapse first in regards to the owner. Now, in regards to these individuals, Shekrivu, if they brought their kabbanis before their designated time, that's before they finished counting the 7 days, so it depends what carbon that they're bringing, if they're going to be chayiv on shechutei chutz or not, as follows. Chatasam ve'ashamam b'chut peturin. If they bring their karmachatas or ashim outside of the azara, they're going to be exempt. And the reason is, because it's not viable inside, not as a chayva and not as a nedava. It can't be their obligatory chatas and asham because the designated time didn't reach it. And it also cannot be a nedava because you can't bring a chatas and asham as a nedava. Now Rashi just clarifies that this case of asham is only by one of those individuals mentioned, which is Mitzayra, because the zav and yeled actually don't bring a carbon asham. But however, that was said regarding the Mitzayra. However, either one, if it's chatas and asham, outside, you're going to be exempt because it's mechusas man. However, regarding their carbon oil that they bring and their carbon shlamim that they bring, that then they would be liable even though it's not didn't reach their time, the 7 days have not lapsed yet. And the reason is because an oil and a shlam could be brought as a nedava. And since it's received inside as a nedava, therefore we consider it something that is roi bifnim, and therefore you would be chayav and shchutei chutz, even if it's mechusas man in the bail. Now the Gemara Masechet Zvachim asks, which one of these individuals brings a carbon shlam? And there the Gemara answers that you have to also include Nazir in all these individuals with the Zav, the Yeledis, and Mitzayrim, because a Nazir brings a shlamim. So he's the one that we said that if he brings his shlamim outside, he's going to be chai. Now, that was what the Mishnah said. Now, Rav Chilki Bar Tuvi qualified that Mishnah, Masechet Zvachim, as follows. And he said, Loi Shanu, we didn't learn that an Asham, that if it's being brought outside of the Azara, however, if it's lacking the zman in the owners, let's say their 7 days did not lapse, that we said in the Mishnah you're going to be putter, elalishmoy. He said that was only said if one is bringing it bachutz outside the designated area within the 7 days before the zman reached, that because, as we said, it's not fit to be brought lishmoy inside because we said since they're a carbon that's a chiv, so a chiv is not fit because it's mechutz zman and you can't bring it as an adava. Avashaloy lishmoy, however, if the one that's sacrificing, let's say the Mitzayr is bringing his carbon asham outside within the 7 days, it's still mechutz zman, but he's doing it shaloi lishmoi. Let's say he's saying, I'm bringing it as a carbon oilo or as a carbon shlamim, then Rav Chilki Bar Tuvi said, then actually he's going to be chayiv. And the reason is, because that is fit to be brought inside. And the reason is, because every carbon that's slaughtered shaloi lishma is kasher, it's just that it has not fulfilled the chayiv of the owner, except for a carbon pesach and a carbon chatas. Because, and that's a carbon pesach, that is in its time of the 14th of Nisan, the carbon chatas at all times. So that's why Rav Chilki Bar Tuvi is only qualifying this in the asham, not in the carbon chatas, because carbon chatas actually would be possible anyway if it's done shaloi lishma. However, he says regarding the carbon of asham, if it was brought shaloi lishma outside, even though it's mechusas man bebailim, actually one would be chayiv in such a case, because shaloi lishma is fit to be brought inside, at least for the validity of the carbon, even though the owner will not fulfill his chayiv, and therefore if you're doing it outside, you're going to be chayiv. So therefore the Gemara asks, lishmoi mia pater. However, one thing we see, if it's done lishma, it's going to be exempt, as the Mishnah there says. Rav Chilki Bar Tuvi is only saying, if you're doing it shaloi lishma, then you're going to be chayiv. But then the question becomes, but am I, based on the logic that the Gemara was just saying before, that shouldn't be the case. Why are we saying lishma is pater? But nema, we should say like you just said before, hayil v'ruin shaloi lishma bifnim. Ravin's version of Rabbi Yirmiyah and the name Rabbi Yechon said that they're both going to be chayiv. Even lishmai. No, I said lishmai. Why lishmai? Lishmai is not fit inside. Oh, because you could make it shaloi lishmai inside, so therefore it's viable even now, even though you're doing a lishma. So then the question becomes, even the way of Chilki Bar Tuvi is qualifying, that you're going to be chayiv in the case of lishmai, of shaloi lishmai, but even lishmai should be chayiv. Because even though lishmai is not viable inside, but you could do it shaloi lishmai, and therefore, why are we saying in the Mishnah Zvachim that Asham is going to be exempt when it's mechusas man in the Bailam and you're doing it outside? You should be chayiv because you could bring it inside, shaloi lishma, and then it'll be kosher, and therefore you should be chayiv even outside. Now the Gemara answers, hachi hashta. How could you compare the two? Similar like we made this difference in the earlier in the Gemara. Hasam, over there by the case of Asham, boi akira. You need to uproot it, you have to change it from lishmai, which is what the carbon asham is for. The person's a mitzayr, he's on day three of being a mitzayr. Now he has to wait till day seven until he can bring his carbon asham. So it's designated as a carbon asham. Now, yes, you could make it shaloi lishma inside, and therefore then it would be kosher. So now you're asking, should be chayiv even outside, even when he's doing it lishma, because he could have done shaloi lishma, but you need an akira first. It's still an asham. And therefore we won't say that it's considered viable inside. And therefore the Mishnah says you will be pater. But hachol, be here by the case of carbon pesach, b'shayim esashan eshlamim ninu, a carbon pesach on the rest of the year is automatically considered carbon shlam. Now this is where Ravin differentiates from the svar and the logic we were saying before in Rav Chisda. He holds that it's automatic. You don't need an Akira. Once it's not 14th of Nisan, it's automatically a Karban Shlamim. And this learned from Sukkim Masechta Pesachim in the first Pesach Masechta Zvachim. And therefore he holds, of course that's different. It's a fundamental difference. That I hold that it's Ravin saying in his version of Rabbi Yirmiyahu and Rabbi Yechanan that you're going to be chayv even Lishma outside, because, and that's different than the case that we're asking from the Ashram, because yes, Ashram Lishma, you're going to be Pater, because you need an Akira to make it into something else, because it's we're waiting 4 more days, and it's going to be brought as an Ashram. But Karban Pesach, once it switches from 14th of Nisan and then moves on, so now it's not viable as a Karban Pesach anymore, it automatically becomes Shlamim, and therefore even if you're doing a Lishma for a Karban Pesach, it's like you're bringing a Shlamim for a Karban Pesach, which a Shlamim, Shaloi Lishma, will still be kosher, and therefore, since it's valuable to be brought inside, you're going to be chayiv, even if you're doing it outside for lishma. Now, just to summarize, so we had these three different opinions so far in how to understand, and therefore there's the ramifications regarding what is the case in Karban Pesach, that if one will be chayiv outside lishma, shalom lishma, Ravin holds that it's automatically becomes a Karban Shlam, and therefore, Lishmai or Shaloi Lishmai, one's going to be Chai for Shchut Ichotz. We had Rav Chizda who held that it was only by making it into a Shlamim, and therefore Shaloi Lishmai, that yes, one is going to be chayiv because it's viable to be inside once you make it at least into a Shlamim. However, if it's done Lishma or Stam, then it's going to be Pater. However, we had the halacha of Rav Dimi's version that he held that actually Shaloi and the Shaloi Lishma in his version of Rabbi and name Rabbi Yechanan, that both are going to be Pater. And the reason is because, although for sure it would seem Shaloi Lishma should be chayiv outside, and that he holds no, because that's only inside the Beis HaMikdash, that you can convert the Pesach into a Shlamim, not on the 14th of Nisan. However, outside the Beis HaMikdash, Akira's chutz is not called Akira, and therefore even the rest of the year, even if you're doing a Shalal Lishma, one would be Pater, again, unless you do Shalal Lishma inside, and only then will it be viable as a Karban Shlam. That was that three different versions in this Machlekes of Karban Pesach B'Shai Yimei Seshana when you're slaughtering it outside. So the Gemara says, Rav Ashi Masni Chayev. Rav Ashi learned that this that it said in the Gemara, that when Ravin came, he said this last version of the name of Rimei Rimeichanan, he learned Chayev, because I mean, like we said in the Gemara up until now, that he held that both Lishma and Shaloi Lishma are going to be Chayev. However, Rabbi Difti Masni Pater, he learned that what Ravin had said was that whether it's Lishma or Shaloi Lishma, that it's like Rav Dimi's version, that both are going to be exempt. Because Ksavar, he held, Pesach B'Shayim Eishashana Boy Akira, that Pesach, the rest of the year, actually needs an Akira. It's not automatic, not like we had that prior version of Ravin. He held in Ravin, like Rav Dimi held, that you have to go ahead and uproot it. Makira's chutz, lav shma akira. And uprooting it outside is not considered akira. And upligid Rav Chilki Bar Tuvi. And the argus Rav Chilki Bar Tuvi, who he said at least, shaloi lishma, that the way he qualified the Mishnah Masechta Zvachim, shaloi lishma by Karban Pesach, would be chayiv b'chutz. And therefore, obviously, he was saying that akira's chutz is considered an akira. And that is what this version of Ravin was saying, that no, that Akira, it needs an Akira, it's not automatic, so that's where he's arguing on that other version. And moreover, that doing that outside is not considered an Akira, and therefore you can be Pater on both, like we had, as we said, in the name of Rav Dimi's version, which is obviously not Rav Chilki Bar Tuvi, because although he was saying that, yes, by Lishma you're going to be Pater, however Shaloi Lishma he said you're going to be Chayev, that obviously we don't hold like that, because even Shaloi Lishma you're not going to be Chayev, because Akira's Chutz, doing it, uprooting it outside, is not considered an Akira. Now the Gemara goes back to the previous daf, which this whole discussion started from. Amamah. So it was said in the Brisa as follows. We said that depending, we were talking about up until now, the case of before the lottery was done, and that's where the interpretation of Rav Chizda came, because since it's fit to be the Musaf of Yom Kippur Machutz, and that's the Svar of Hoyel, which brought us into this whole discussion. Now the second half of the Brisa said, Mishahigul Alein, however once the lottery was done, then Chayev al Shal Shem, you can be Chayev for the one of Shem, because that's obviously fit now to be brought inside. If you slaughter it outside, you're going to be liable for the Issa of Shchut Ichotz. However, Upater al Shal Azazel, you'll be exempt for the one of Azazel, because that's not fit to be brought inside, and therefore one's going to be exempt. So nothing more brings this source for this. Start up on the Lenna Brisa. It's a Pasuk in Yikra that says, Ish Ish mi Beis Yisrael, if there's going to be a man from the Jewish people, Ash Yishchat Shoy, a Kesev, a Yez, b'machne, if he's going to be slaughtering the ox or the lamb or the goat outside in the camp, not inside the Azara. Oya she yishchad mechutz l'machon, or he's going to slaughter outside of the camp. Vel Pesach oil moed lo heviu, and he didn't bring it to the opening of the oil moed, l'hakav karban l'Hashem, to bring it to karban l'Hashem. So that's the pasuk that teaches us about the Isra of Shchut Eichutz. Now the Gemara continues on to Amud Beis, but before we get into the Gemara, Rashi says that this is coming in the middle of a b'raisa. Now, the beginning of that b'raisa in Teres Kanim says as follows. You would think that this isra of slaughtering kachim outside would apply the same thing in like a similar, like a reverse type of a case, which is if you took chulin, unconsecrated, and slaughtered inside, that you should be chayiv, and the b'raisa there says it would be kavo chaymer, because if you're taking kachim outside forbidden, so unkachim inside for sure should be chayiv. And that the b'raisa says, it says in the pasuk the word carbon, which comes to tell you that only on the carbon, on the sacrifice, you're going to be chayiv, but you're not going to be chayiv for this isra of slaughtering outside where it's supposed to be, whether taking something from inside to outside or outside to inside, that could only apply to a carbon and not for chulin, which is not a carbon. Now, that the b'raisa continues as follows. However, e-carbon, in other words, as Rashi explains the b'raisa, if you're just coming, and the b'raisa is like arguing what it just said, if you're only coming from the term carbon, maybe it's not to come to exclude the halacha of chulin being brought inside. Rather, it's coming to say maybe a different halacha. In other words, the b'raisa first said the word carbon is coming to say, no, just a sacrifice, not from chulin inside. Now the b'raisa is saying maybe not. Maybe the term of carbon is saying a different halacha. To tell you, she'me'ani, I would even know that afilu kachay bedek abayis. That is coming to teach you that even there's two types of kachim generally. There's kachim mizbeach, things that are sanctified to be sacrificed on the mizbeach, and then there's something called kachim bedek abayis, which is for the upkeep of the temple, which has monetary sanctity. It's not a physical sanctity. Now, and that the Bryce is saying that maybe if I slaughtered outside something of kachim bedek abayis, let's say an animal that was earmarked just to be used for the funds of the temple upkeep. Now, I would think that even there you'd be chai for shchutei chutz. Because shenikru carbon, they're also called elsewhere in the Torah carbon. Where do we find that? Kindishanem, like there's a pasuk in Bamidbar that says, Vanakriv es carbon Hashem, that we will sacrifice the carbon to Hashem. Now the whole pasuk there continues, and this was by the Muhammad of Midyan when they fought and they got all the spoils of war, they were going to sacrifice a carbon to Hashem. Ishar Shematza, Klezav, Etzadu, Betzamit, Tabas, Ogl, Vachumas, these are all the different types of jewelry that they got. Lechapa, Nafshasein, Lefne Hashem, to create an atonement for us in front of Hashem. So you see that it's being called a carbon, even though most definitely that these things, these jewelry are not carbonous, they're kachay bedek abayis. So therefore, I would think that that's what the term carbon is coming to tell you, to include even kachay bedek abayis for the isra of shchutei chutz, and not to exclude chulin being brought inside. Tamalayma, but that's what the pasuk teaches you, that no, it cannot mean to say that kachay bedek abayis would be included, to say that's what carbon is including, because the pasuk says, v'al pesach ol moy lo heviyu. The whole isra of shchutei chutz, of slaughtering it outside, is that you didn't bring it inside, which comes to tell you that kala rola pesach el moed chaylav b'chutz. Whatever is fit to be brought, which was going to be brought inside as a carbon, and you didn't, you brought it outside, that you're going to be chay for sacrificing it outside. Kasha ein rola pesach el moed in chayav lav b'chutz. Whatever is not fit to be brought inside, you're not chay for bringing it in the outside. And kachay bedek abayis was not ultimately going to be brought al pesach el moed because it's not a carbon, and hence that's why we say that the term carbon is actually excluding chulin from being brought inside, and not to include kachay bedek abayis of being slaughtered outside, because since it's not going to be brought inside, then therefore it's obviously not going to be liable for slaughtering it outside. Now the b'raisa continues. However, eitzi elu she'ein ruin lepesach el moed. All I would know from the pasuk is that I would exclude things which are not going to be, and they're not designated to be brought inside the el moed. Therefore, you're not chai for slaughtering it outside. However, v'loy eitzi paras chatas, I would not exclude the para of the chatas, which is the para duma, which needs its own maracha. It needs to have a specific designated place. Uv'se'ir hamashtaleach, or the case of the sar that sent away la'azazel, I would think that they too would be chai for the isav shchuti chutz, shehu ro lovel pesach el moed. Because the case of paras chatas actually is debated, as Rashi over here says, we're not gairisid, Rashi elsewhere is gairisid, because on some level it is fit to be lefnei Hashem, it has its own criteria lefnei Hashem, it's actually done on a different mountain, not on Har Abayis, but it has some type of element, the way the blood is thrown, there are certain criteria where it has to be al gabim marachasa. Now, and similarly, Sar HaMashtaleach is also something that's fit to be Lifnei Hashem, because you do bring it before you send it off Lazazel, for the lottery and for the vidui is done inside the Azara, which is Al Pesach El Moed. So therefore, I would think that these two cases would be included in the Isra of Shchutei Chutz. Tamalem Lashem, that's what the Pesach teaches you by saying, Lashem, Mishem Yichadim Lashem, only something that's designated for Hashem, Yetzu Elu She'im Yichadim Hashem. So these things are excluded where they're not designated specifically for Hashem because they're not sacrificed inside, the one of the Paraduma, that's because it's done on a different mountain. And that's what I would think maybe it would be included, but that's what we're excluding from Hashem. It's not miyuchid in front of Hashem in the Azar. So to Sar Mashtalech, although it's brought for the lottery and for the vidui in the Azar, however, it's not sacrificed inside, so therefore they're excluded, and they're also not going to be liable for the Issa of Shechut Ichutz. Now the Gemara asks in this price, for Hashem lo hitzihu? Are you really saying that the term Lashem is coming to exclude the Sar HaMashtaleach? That I would have thought to say that it's fit to be brought inside. However, the term Lashem comes to tell me that no, that Sar HaMashtaleach is not considered those things that are designated Lashem, and therefore you're going to be exempt from the Issa Shechut Ichutz. But Verminu, the Gemara asks from the following brisa. So the pasuk that says, in Yikra Chav Beis Chav Zayin, it says, Shoyre Chesev Oyez Ki Yavolid, if there's going to be an ox or a lamb or a goat that's going to be born. It's going to be 7 days under its mother, and only from 8 days and on, then the pasuk continues as Gemara brings it, yiratzel a carbon that will be fit as a carbon, ishal Hashem, as a fire offering in front of Hashem. Now that's the halacha, basically, of Mechus Hazman, that it has to be a certain time in the guf of the animal itself, has to reach 8 days old before it's fit as a carbon. So what does it mean, ishal Hashem? So Ela Ishim, these are the fires, which means to say that you're not allowed to put anything that's Mechus Hazman, that does not 8 days old yet, on top of the fire of the maracha that was set up on the Mizbeach. Now, the Braisa continues, Minayin Shalek Tishayin Mechus Hazman. How do you know that you also should not even sanctify it yet? Obviously, you're not allowed to put on the fires. That's what the pasuk says, ishal Hashem. How do you know you're not allowed to even sanctify the carbon until it reaches 8 days old? That's Tamalayim carbon. That's what the pasuk teaches you when it says Yiratzel HaKarbon, because with the time you sanctify it, it becomes a carbon. It's saying that Yiratzel HaKarbon should only be when it's 8 days old. Don't sanctify it until it's 8 days old. And then what is the word Lashem in the pasuk coming to include? That's L'Rabbi Sar HaMashtalech. That's coming to include that even the Sar that's sent away, one should also not sanctify it until it's 8 days old. Now, the question is, you see the term Lashem is coming to include the Sar HaMashtalech. So how can you tell me that the term Lashem is coming to exclude Sar HaMashtaleach from the Issa of Shechut Ichutz, when here we have clearly Lashem including the term of Lashem includes Sar HaMashtaleach for a different halacha, which is the halacha of Mechus Hazman. You can't sanctify it before it's 8 days old. However, but we see that the term Lashem includes Sar HaMashtaleach, that it is from the category of things Lashem. So how are we excluding Sar HaMashtaleach from Lashem for Shechut Ichutz? Then Rava says, that's not a question. Hasa minyan dekra. There it's in context of what the pasuk is talking about. V'hacha minyan dekra. And here it's in context of what the pasuk is talking about. As follows. Hasam de'el pesach l'rabbis. There with the term el pesach el moed would include the sar hamishtalech. Because that's not excluded from el pesach. Because as we said before, it is fit to come el pesach el moed. It actually does come to sar hamishtalech when you do the lottery, when you do the vidui. And therefore, l'ashem l'hitzi. Therefore, when the term Lashem is being said in the pasuk, must be coming to exclude the Sar HaMashtaleach, because it's not coming to include it, because if it would be coming to include, I wouldn't need it, because I already know it from El Pesach El Moed. Must be it's coming to exclude, and it's telling you that only if it's purely designated for Hashem, which excludes the Sar HaMashtaleach, which is not purely designated for Hashem, because it's not actually brought as a carbon inside, it's thrown off the cliff. However, and that's in contrast to Hach over here, but Mechus Hazman, the Isha Lahaitzi, the term of being put on the fires already excludes the Sar HaMashtaleach because it's not put on the fires of the Maracha. It's not even sacrificed. It's just thrown off the cliff. And therefore, when it says another term of Lashem, must be L'Rabbis, must be it's coming to include the Sar Lashem. And the Drasha would be saying in this context of whatever is for Hashem, even a little bit in the sense that it comes for the Geirul and it comes for the Vidui. And that must be in what the context of what the Pasuk was in the default position before it said the term Lashem. If we would have included till now, so Lashem is coming to exclude it. If we would have excluded till now, so Lashem is coming to include it, and therefore it's not a contradiction what the drasha of the term Lashem is coming to say in context of the Sar HaMashtaleach. However, the Gemara asked the following question. Time of the Rabbi Rachman, it sounds like that only because the Torah included in the Isra of Mechus Hazman, when it says Lashem, that we said that it has to be 8 days old, that's including something that's even a little bit like Lashem, which is even the Sar HaMashtaleach, which is brought for the lottery and for the vidui. That's how we know that the Isra of Mechus Hazman applies to it. Haloi Rabbi, however, if the Torah would not have written the word Lashem to include Sar HaMashtaleach, Havamina Sar HaMashtaleach, Kodesh B'Mechus Hazman, I would have thought to say that you could sanctify it even before it's 8 days old. But that the Gemara asked a very technical question. The lottery which chooses between these two se'irim, one goes Lashem and one goes Lazazel, it can only qualify each one as Lashem or Lazazel if each one's going to be fit Lashem, because we don't know which one's going to be Lashem. Now, since we don't know which one's going to be Lashem, you cannot have the Azazel ever a case of Mechuz Zman, because Lashem has to be not Mechuz Zman. So why would we even need Lashem to include it? Because I would have thought you could sanctify it. But how could you have Azazel as Mechuz Zman? It has to start off 8 days old, because it actually might end up being Lashem one, which has to be 8 days old, because it is brought as a carbon on the Isha, for the fires, the blood is thrown on the Mizbeach. So Rabbi Yisrael says, Hamani, who is this going like? That's Chanan HaMitzrahi. It's Chanan the Egyptian, where he does not hold that one has to go ahead and do a new lottery. If you had already done a lottery, let's say, and one of them died, he holds that when you bring a new one, you don't have to make a whole new lottery. You just bring a new one. Therefore, in the case of when a Sar HaMashtaleach dies, and you bring another one, you do it without doing a lottery. Therefore, that's why we have to learn from the Pasuk that you shouldn't bring this one, which is coming without a lottery. We know it's going for Azazel, not to bring a Mechuz Zman. You're right. In the case that you said, in general, when you bring it, of course, technically, it can't be Mechuz Zman, because it actually might be not Lazazel, it might be Lashem. But in such a case, as Chana Mitzri says, there you could bring it on its own, because the original Lazazel died, but you don't have to do a new lottery. The one Lashem stays Lashem, and you just bring a new Lazazel. And that one that you're bringing, that we need Lashem to say, it shouldn't be Mechuz Zman, because I would have thought it could be Mechuz Zman, because it's not going to be Lashem anyway. The time like Luna Braisa. Chana Mitzri says, Afil Adam, even if you have the blood of the Sar HaPanimi Bekais in the cup, that is already slaughtered, the one that's going Lashem, and then the one of Lazazel dies, so he says, not a problem, maybe Chaveri, you bring another one, just one, from the marketplace, Umezavigle, and you pair it up to the one that has its blood in the cup already, and then you send that one away without doing a lottery. And since you see that you can do it without doing a lottery, you know you're earmarking it straight for Azazel. So without Lashem, I would have thought to say it could be even with less than 7 days old. That's what we're saying, that no, even Lashem comes to tell you that even Sar HaMashtaleach has to be 8 days and older. Now, however, the Gemara asks on this Teretz of the Gemara, Eimei d'shamet leilu Chana Mitzri, when did we heard this Chiddush of Chana Mitzri? D'lesli d'chuyin, all that we know that he was being mechadish to us was that he doesn't hold that it was rejected. He doesn't hold that you consider the blood that was already slaughtered, the one Lashem, because we know they come together. The Sar Lashem and Sar Lazazel. So his chiddush is not like Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah said that if either one of them becomes possible, the other one has to be thrown out. If let's say the one that's being sent away dies, he says you got to spill out the blood. That is what Chana Mitzri argues, and he says no. You don't have to reject the one that was slaughtered already to spill out the blood. You just go ahead and bring another one, Lazazel, and you can maintain the one's Lashem. However, did we know for a fact that he says you don't have to do a lottery to then bring a new pair and then to choose one Lashem, one Lazazel? Maybe all he was saying was that you have to bring another pair and do a lottery, and then the other one will go out to graze until it develops a blemish, and that's the one that had Lashem on it. And then you'll have an atonement with the first one, because the first one that's the blood in the cup, you're right. Chana Mitzri is saying, not like Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah. It's not going to be rejected. However, he holds that you have to bring two to do a lottery. And therefore, it's still obvious that you can't have a Mechuz Zman and Azazel, because the Geirul could only establish the one Lashem and the one Lazazel, which it has to be, only in the case, even though you're not going to use that one Lashem, it's going to go out to graze, but it has to have a lottery. And therefore, that you don't need to have a pasuk. So the Gemara is really back to the question. Chana Mitzri is not a viable option for us to explain when you're going to need to have a pasuk to tell you it cannot be Mechuz Zman, because technically it's always going to have to be Mechuz Zman. Because even when the one of the cup of the blood of the Sar Lashem, we're not rejecting it. And all you have to do is bring a new Sar Lazazel. But who said he doesn't say that it has to come through the process of making a new lottery? So you get a new Sar Lazazel, and now the new Sar Lashem, that one goes out to graze. We're not rejecting the original one, but since you have to do a lottery, that would require that each one has to be 8 days old, because we don't know which one's going to be the Sar Lashem, and therefore it's never going to be able to be a case, even according to Chana Mitzri, of not being being a Mechuz Zman, and therefore why do we need a Pasuk of Lashem? So we're back to the question. So Elam Avriyas, rather Avriyas has a different approach. It says, Hamani, who's the Tana that was saying this halacha? That was Reb Shimon here. That was Reb Shimon, the Tana, like we learned in the Braisa. Braisa says as follows, Meis Echad Mehen, if one of them dies, so maybe Chaveri Shaloi B'Hagrola Div Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says, clearly, we never bothered with this. You could just go ahead and take another one and fill its place without a lottery. So he says, clearly, you don't need a lottery. So he's going to be the Tana that says this halacha, that you need to have Lashem to include Sar HaMashtaleach, because you can go ahead and directly designate it as a star Lazazel, even though the star Lashem is the one that they really did the lottery, and therefore, in such a case, you would need Lashem. That was one approach in the Gemara. Ravina says a different approach. He says, when did we need a pasuk to tell you the halacha of mechus hazman, that it cannot be mechus hazman, it cannot be lacking 8 days old for the halacha of sar lazazel, even though we asked technically you always have to be, even if you didn't need it intrinsically, it's always going to have to be 8 days old because it might be the one Lashem, because you have to do the lottery on both of them. He says it's a different teretz. He says, kagoyin shehumam, it's talking about a case when the sar hamishtalech, the sar lazazel, developed a blemish from when the lottery was already done. So you had the Sar Lashem, you have a Sar Lazazel. Now the Sar Lazazel develops a blemish. The Chiluloi al Acher, and now you're deconsecrating that one. You can't use it anymore. You're deconsecrating onto another one. Now, in such a case, is what Ravina is saying, you won't have to go ahead and do a new lottery. And the reason is, why is this different than when it dies? Is because it's coming from the Kedusha, Mikaya Harishon, it's coming from the power source of the first one. And therefore, we consider it as if it's just taking the place. It's like it was always there, almost like a power of attorney, and it's coming right in, and therefore you don't have to go ahead and do a whole new lottery. And since you know that it's taking the place, I would have thought to say that it could be mechus hazman, it could be less than 8 days old. That's what Lashem is teaching you, that even in such a case where you would not have to do a new lottery because it's just taking over the place of the one that got blemished, still Lashem tells you that even though you know it's going straight to Azazel, it has to be 8 days old. Now, however, the Gemara asks, Ubena tamer de pasal beimumah. Now, part of the case conceptualization that Ravina was saying was that the first one developed a blemish, it didn't die. How do we know that a blemish invalidates the Sar Lazazel? It's not a carbon. A carbon has to be tum. However, how do we know that even the Sar Lazazel has to be without a blemish? Time like learn the Braisa. It's a pasuk in the Yikra that says, V'isha le'sitnu mihem, that in this pasuk in the context of Bali Mumin, if there's a carbon that has a blemish, it should not be put on the fires on the Mizbech. Now, elu achalavim, what does it mean it should not be put on the fire? These are the sacrificial parts. These are the fats of the animal. Now, ainli elu kulon, I would only know that it's forbidden to put an animal that's blemished, all its fats on the mizbeach, miktsasim inayin. How do you know that even if you're taking, let's say, just like a kezias, just the minimum shear of its fats and putting on the mizbeach, that would be the isra of putting the fats of a balmum on the mizbeach? Tamilom mehem, that's what the pasuk says in context, that from them, even from them, not all of them, would already be the isra, even if you do just a kezias, of putting the fats of a balmum on the mizbeach. Now the pasuk there continues and it says, al ha-mizbeach. It says, on the mizbeach. What is that coming to include? That the prohibition of putting the balmum, the blemished carbon, on the mizbeach. Zuzrik is dumb. That's a reference to the throwing of its bloods, which is on the mizbeach, and that's also forbidden. Now the pasuk there says, Lashem, that this is forbidden to put on the mizbeach, Lashem for Hashem. That is, L'rabbi sar hamishtalech. That comes to include the sar that's sent away to say that a mum, a blemish, invalidates it. So therefore you have a brisa that says that halacha, and therefore that's Ravina's teretz, that we're talking about a case where it developed a blemish, which invalidates it, and then you put another one in its place, which does not need a lottery, because it's just taking over the original place. It's not a whole new process. And that's the case of when we had to tell you that Lashem tells you that it cannot be a mechus hazman. Now the Gemara just says, "V'itzuch l'michtav balmum." We had to write regarding the sar hamishtaleach that a blemish invalidates it. V'itzuch l'michtav mechus hazman. We also had to say that lacking the 8 days also invalidates it, and because although they seem to share similar criteria, that's what karbanas have. We had to say it both for regarding the sar hamishtaleach. D'ikas rechmon the mechus hazman. If we only had where the Torah tells you, as we said, Lashem, which invalidates if it's less than 8 days old by the Sar Mishtaleach, b'shem d'loy moti zmani. It didn't reach the time of how old it has to be, so of course it's not valid. Al b'mum de moti zmani im aloy. But if it reached its time, it just had a blemish, I would say that's not invalidating by the Sar Mishtaleach, because the fact that it has a blemish is not a problem. It's not actually a carbon. It's thrown over a cliff, so it's not a problem. That's why I have to say that even b'mum, as it says in the pasuk Lashem, in that context of b'mum, to say that even Sar Mishtaleach has that invalidation. Because Rechman the Balmum had the Torah only said that a blemish invalidates Mishum de Mois, I would have thought to say because it's disgusting. It's not something that's pristine, pure, has a blemish, that it will invalidate even by Sar Mishtalech. Amchus is Mandulay Mois, Emaloi, but just lacking time, if it's 4 days old, where it's not disgusting, it just didn't reach its time, I would think to say that that's not an invalidating factor by the Sar Mishtalech. Tzricha, that's why I needed both these criteria. However, again, that just goes together with what Ravina's Teretz was. Now we had one teretz that either it's Reb Shimon, who holds you can always just plug in a new sar lazazel, and that's why we would think maybe it could be mechus hazman, and that's why we need Lashem. Or it's like Ravina said, that it's developed a blemish, which we proved is an invalidating factor, but the other one's just taking that over, which you don't need a new lottery. That's why we need Lashem to tell you that mechus hazman would be a problem. Now the Gemara continues on the top of Samach Talmud Aleph. Rav Amar, he says a third approach. Why we need a pasuk of mechus zman for the samer shteleich? If technically you can never have mechus zman because it might be the one Hashem. So Rava says in the following case, he says kagoyin shahayu lai. It's talking about, for example, in the case where the one who sold the sa'ir, the ones that the tzibur bought these sa'irim to bring one Lashem, one Lazazel, the one who sold it to them had a chayla b'teich beisai. He had someone that was ill, that was sick in his house on Yom Kippurim, where it's permitted to be mechal Yom Kippurim for such a person. Therefore, what he did was b'shachar imoy, he ended up slaughtering the mother of the sar hanas that's being used as the azazel. He slaughtered the mother because he had to feed the person b'Yom Kippurim, because there was a danger to a person's life. So he slaughtered the animal, gave the person to eat. Now the problem is, what happens is, the azazel becomes now a mechoses man. Why? Because there's a different issa called oisei v'es b'nai. One is not allowed to slaughter on the same day the mother and the child. Now, this was after the lottery was already done. We might be about to do the avoida. Might be around, about to send it off. However, once the mother was slaughtered now the child, which is the Sar Lazazel, becomes Mechusis Man. And therefore, we don't have to say, like the Gemara's approaches were saying before, that it was taking place beforehand. And the truth is that since it's possible to be Lashem, it's always a problem of Mechusis Man. But here we're talking about after the lottery was already done. It, by default, becomes a Mechusis Man. That's how you get a case. So when you have a Sar Lazazel as Mechusis Man, because although we said it always has to be 8 days old, you're right. You can't get around that, because it might be the one Lashem. And we're not going like Reb Shimon, and we're not going with the criteria that Ravina said, that the Baal Mum one is just being taken over by the other one. And therefore, but however, it becomes a Mechus Hasman in a different sense, not as an 8 days old, but it cannot be done today in time, because it needs another day, because the mother was just killed today. And since the mother was slaughtered today, you can't slaughter the child now also, and therefore it's not valid as a Sar Lazazel. That is the case where we needed to tell you Lashem will invalidate the Sar Lazazel of being used today, because it's Mechus Hasman. That's how you have a case of Sar Lazazel of being Mechus Hasman. The Gemara asks, wait a second. Chi ha-gavna mi-asr? Would such a case that Rava just described make it forbidden to then take the Sar Lazazel and throw it off a cliff because of the Isser of Isay v'es b'nai, because the mother was slaughtered today? I mean, he didn't want to. He sold it to the tzibur, but there was someone that was about to die in his house. So he slaughtered the mother, and now we can't use the Sar Lazazel. But lo sishchatu amrachmana. The Torah just says that you're not allowed to slaughter the child and the mother on the same day. V'holav shchitahi. That's not slaughtering. We're not slaughtering the child now. You slaughtered the mother. Great, you can't slaughter the child. But we're not slaughtering it. We're throwing it off a cliff. So what's the problem of Eisav Es B'Noi to say that it's Mechus Hazman? It's not viable today. It's lacking in time. It has to wait another day because you can't have Eisav Es B'Noi. And that's the case of having Lashem to say that will invalidate the Sar Lazazel of not being having its designated time. But it's not slaughtering. But the Gemara answers, Ha'amri B'Marava, but they answered in Eretz Yisrael, Dechiyasi Latzok, pushing it off the cliff, Zuhi Shchitase. That is the slaughtering of this Sar Lazazel. Just like we know, for example, with Malika, that although it's not a slaughtering, you do it with the thumb of the Kohen Gadol, with the Kohen. However, that is considered its slaughtering. This throwing off the cliff of the Sar Lazazel is considered slaughtering, and therefore it would be a case of Mechus Hasman, because it cannot be done today because of Eisei V'es B'nai, because the mother animal was slaughtered today by the sick person's house, and that's how you have, again, those were the three truths of the Gemara, either going like Reb Shimon. That's why the Bryson needs to have Lashem, because you could just always plug in, he holds it, without a lottery, a new Sar Lazazel. And that's what we have to tell you, because although the Gemara's question was, what do you mean? You can never have a Sar Lazazel to be Mechus Hasman, even if we wanted it to be, because it might be the one Lashem, so it always automatically has to be 8 days old. And that's what we're answering that no. Because it could be a case of when it's not going to be with the lottery, either when you're plugging in later, like Reb Shimon, or like Ravina said, that when there's a Baal Mum, and therefore, you're just taking over the spot. You don't need to do a whole new lottery. Or it's like Rava said, a whole different type of case of Mechus Hasman, when the mother died, and therefore the child becomes Mechus Hasman, and you throwing off the cliff would be like it's slaughtering, and that's forbidden. Of Lo Yisishcha, to you're not allowed to slaughter the mother and the child on one day. So therefore, it is considered Mechus Hasman. That's what Hashem teaches you, that even Sar Lazazel, which is not actually carbon inside the base of Migdash, also is prohibited based on the Isser of Mechus Hasman. It has to be viable to be brought today in this proper time. And that's what Lashem of the Brisa comes to teach.